Today's just number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to Dailies Today, the second part. I am Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. And we lost my guy yesterday, Mr. Gwadamasi.
I saw
the obituary, yes. I will miss him a lot. Every time I hear Wike talk, he reminds me of him. Mr. Gwadamasi will say, can't you form straight? Then you will now add line.
Yeah,
you know, it was like that. And so he'll be buried today at Bari Cemetery, where all the top prominent Muslims are buried. Mm. He was 96, I think.
Wow.
96. And he was very lucid till the last time I saw him, just some months ago. May his soul rest in peace. My fondest, to Biodun and Bimbo and Yinka's children.
Right. Amen to that. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3 and you'll be with us. Let's start with the Punch newspaper. Page 15 of the Punch is where we're starting from. Sheun Kuti spends night in custody. Police plan arraignment.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure all of you are waiting to hear what I'm going to say. But for those who don't know, let me quickly say that I have a very emotional attachment to the Kuti family. Apart from attachment with Fela, you know, I also, my dad lived with them, you know, way back then. In those days, you live with the principal. And when I was in Ayetoro, their grandmom, Mama, she was my guardian, very strict woman. I still play some pranks though. And I actually lived in that house in Abeokuta. I mean, so I have an emotional attachment. And therefore, as a normal human being, I have a lot of sympathy for Sheun Kuti. So I want to lay that foundation. If you find that I'm probably a bit soft on him, I apologize. I'm only a human being like every other person. But let's get down to what we have. My analysis is going to be split mainly into three parts. Sheun Kuti's own is in two parts, and the police is in one. And then the general one. Start beginning with Sheun Kuti. I'm sure by now he must be sober. You know, if he's not sober, then we have a problem. But as sober as he is now, he's also a very active person, he's an activist. I want him to read one or two biographies of his dad, information that we also got to know later. That while his dad went through a lot of travails, he was not well advised by his lawyers in certain cases just because they wanted the thing prolonged. It helps their popularity. It helped their practice. So I don't know who his lawyers are. I think they said Femi Falana. I don't know. But my advice to him, I'm talking to him now, not, is that you need to ask yourself now, do you want to be an activist through and through? Do you want to use this case that you have to start some form of activism? Okay? You need to make up your mind on that. Or would you like to peacefully get out of this, pick up your microphone and play your gun, continue to play your music. Even in activism, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. I'm a living example. I also want to tell Femi that Sheun, that Fela regretted going to prison. He told me. He said, my brother, I know if you go to prison again. He told me. He also told me that one of the things that surprised him was that when he was sentenced, you know, Fela had much more popularity than Sheun has. Fela had a large following. And that one thing that amazed him was that when he was sentenced, on that day, when he was sentenced, he expected that, the whole town would erupt and everybody would say no. You know, everybody would leave Fela alone and all these things. It was a big event. He said, but when he came out of the course, he put up his two hands, Black Power sign, and there was complete silence. Fela in his jocular manner also said that one of the things we pay me pass, even the people in my household, they use their left hand to cover one, you know, but you know that kind of thing, so people wouldn't see. So he also needs to make up his mind whether he's going to be listening to people who urge him on but would not face the responsibility. Most of Fela's travels had to do with other people, even Kalakuta Show, the burning of his house, the Unknown Soldier saga. It wasn't Fela himself. It was some boy from Kalakuta who went to cause some problem with the military and then they came down. We also got to know that the government at some point made offers to Fela I think it is said in one of the books that when his house was burnt, they called him on the side and so on and so forth, but he said some of his lawyers did him in. Some of his lawyers who became popular and later became popular politicians became better known because of Fela. So Sheun needs to be, he needs to make up his mind. I don't mind whichever one he chooses, but he shouldn't be caught by surprise. Because, okay, so yesterday his lawyer was complaining that he was in handcuffs and he was complaining that he was paraded. Now, anybody in this case, I'd like to be objective. If you've been violent once and you've slapped a policeman, you don't think the police would allow you to stand without being handcuffed. They don't want you to repeat it, even though it's very unlikely. But these are the rules that go with this game. Okay, he would have been tagged as being violent, you know, and so to put him under check, maybe it was also done to humiliate him and bring him down to side. Maybe, maybe not, I don't know, but I don't know, except, of course, he's talking about section something, something, of which I'm not a lawyer. And also the idea of being paraded. Oh, I mean, loads of people are paraded every day. And we never seem to have had, you know, we never seem to have found anything with it. But also, this act, and I'm being an adult here, would also help Sheun in his negotiations to get out of it that, look, this is already faced punishment, he's been humiliated. And let us always think, for those who claim they love Sheun, you should always think that at the end of the day, you would like this guy to go meet his family, his daughter, and play his music. Okay, you know, so that is the other case. That's why I said the analysis is geared in that, you know, in Sheun's side. Now to the police. The police would by now should now know how they have endeared themselves to the public. You see, there's a difference between beating up somebody and slapping somebody. I don't think you are allowed to slap in boxing or even in WWE wrestling. I've seen that sometimes when Hulk Hogan, when he slaps somebody, the other one goes into a raging fury. These things are stage acted for, you know, sometimes, but that's the way it is. When you slap somebody, you have complete contempt for the person. The police, too, have not behaved well enough to earn the respect of the people. Let us be honest. From their welfare, from their dressing, from the things that they do for Roja, for this, for that, I have complained endlessly, for example, about that turning that, because I'm a fallen victim. Well, they always ask for your particulars every day. So the police themselves have to train their people. There is a limit to which you can push people with all those activities that, you know, that you get involved in. They need to find that. Also, the police also need to... I'm a bit worried about the PSC. The PSC, or guy is Dr. Arase, a former ID. I don't believe a former IG should be head of the PSC because it erodes the visibility of the Inspector General himself. And I think the PSC should be looking more at the structural formation of the police. So after the IG has spoken, I don't know why maybe he was called, but he could have told the Speaker, go to the IG, he's the head of the police. We don't want to, that shows that there could be some kind of competition going on. But what I even found more embarrassing, which I don't know if people picked, was when the spokesperson said that, the IG, this was a day after the IG has ordered the arrest. And this DPO himself should have arrested him, not talk less of Commissioner of Police, talk less of IG. This idea of always coming out to announce that the IG has giving orders for this and that, it shows that maybe the police themselves are not allowed initiative. When did you hear that the police chief ordered somebody's arrest in other countries, you know, that we tend to want to whatever, you know? So they need to work on that too. They need to work on their operation, give power to whom it is due, and all the IG could still have issued a statement, but to say that I am glad he has been arrested, not that he has then ordered. You know, all said and done, the ball lies in Sheun Kuti's hands, the way forward for him. It depends on what he wants to make of his future. Okay, but I urge people, especially those who know, do not push this gentleman into a bottomless pit unless he wants to go there by himself.
Okay.
That was a long one.
Yeah, it was.
Don't you have anything to say?
No, nothing.
Omo baba mani. Oh, ni so nkan.
Nothing.
Why are you not putting up an innocent face?
Is
if it wasn't for this Amotekun uniform that you are wearing. Please go on to see you. This is Amotekun from Ondo. This is the kind of shirt that Akiti wears.
I'm showing support for Amotekun. I'm showing support for Amotekun.
But put in a word for sure.
I think just
say sorry.
To who now?
The police.
No. Sorry will not be enough, because he actually attacked the symbol of authority in this country.
Yes.
And
yes.
That is unacceptable.
Yes.
And I don't think there should be anything like pardon or settling or personally, because yeah. I think examples should be made, you know, of especially celebrities, because this is how we start. You would be lying to ourselves to think that the influence, the impact of actions and activities of celebrities don't rub off on, you know, the people and their followers and all of that. So examples must be made. I don't have anything against him as a person. But if somebody does this, it shouldn't matter who you are.
Who you are.
The law should be...
Well, also in light of what happened to Portable, I think when he was invited...
I think his case is still in court.
His case is quiet. It's a bit quiet.
Yeah.
But he also said that he was a celebrity. I think over time. Oh, I forgot to add on the part of the police. Pardon me. Can I quickly add?
Yes, please.
The ridicule to which we have put our police to also, using them for oddlies, for everybody, for musicians, for this and that, you know, that image is also at the back of most people.
That's right.
The respect and authority that it will have. The IG has a lot of work to do, to be honest with you. Everybody, even those who ordinarily should be avoiding the police station, have 3-4 policemen guarding them. Doing that, and I heard, I think this also involves some convoy like driving or whatever it is. The police too need to do quite a lot of work. Okay, so that's it.
Let's move on.
So you see, when you spoke, you now brought a better balance to it.
Yeah.
I told you from the beginning that I was biased, you know, it's I'm human, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Well, there's a part that the police did that I'm really not comfortable about. This aspect of parading people. I think Benjamin Ondein didn't do a good job, you know, in that area.
I don't even know whether it was Ondein's job to do.
Ideally, there should be a photographer.
But that should be in the station, because you take your height and whatever.
Yeah, there was nothing like that. There was nothing, no measurement and anything, nothing. You know,
he just
wanted to humiliate him. You know, and I wouldn't know why Ondein would do that. I think it's personal, what he did. I want to believe that it's personal.
Do you think it's personal between Ondein and him, or he was instructed?
I wouldn't know.
I didn't say no.
No, so I wouldn't
know. Do you think he was instructed?
I don't know.
How can you not know? You must know what you think.
I don't know.
Either you think that he was instructed or he wasn't. You can't say you don't know.
This is what I do know.
Yes.
You know that PPROs want to show that they are working. They want
and loyal to their bosses.
Yes, and they want to show that they have the interest of the organization at heart, which I think that's why he did what he did. But he should have also looked at, you know, the legality of what he did. You know, why you should parade somebody like that. I think it was just done purely to humiliate him.
The issue of parading, let's look at it critically.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't know. But people are paraded everywhere. I mean, all over the world, they're paraded.
It's actually wrong
to parade
legally to parade somebody.
Are you kidding?
If you must do it, then you must not show their faces. Because
they are
still presumed innocent.
Innocent. But if you even if you show Shimon's leg, a lot of people know as in leg B. But it'd be nice if you could get a lawyer to come and tell you what the law says about that.
Where is Liberos? Is Liberos listening? Is Liberos in Nigeria? I don't think Liberos
he
is.
He sent
Nigeria.
Me something on Sunday. He greeted me and said, Bros, how are you? I said, I'm fine. But I go to Japan.
I'm not sure. Yeah, let's go to let's take this one from Daily Trust newspaper. It says, police go after politicians plotting to scuttle Tinubu's inauguration. That's from Daily Trust. A similar story here in The Punch as well.
Now, look, all this hyping and whatever, I don't understand. The story says, this is from the Daily Trust, that the Inspector General said yesterday that the force has started keeping eyes on politicians hell-bent on scuttling the May 29 inauguration of the president-elect. If you know that they are up to something, why don't you move into your homework and let us know who they are? Without being paraded, I mean. And this hyping, I think that the authorities probably think that it would scare anybody who has whatever evil intention. But those who have evil intentions are amongst, they know the setting. So that's not going to stop them. Rather, what it does is that it frightens the citizenry. It also gives the image abroad that the president-elect that is about to be sworn in is not accepted by the people. All these warnings from the military, the DSS, the police. It's supposed to be a joyous day, for God's sake. You know, and if there's something untoward, can you please tell us what exactly it is? And the police, it was the Inspector General said that the operation was being carried out in collaboration with other security agencies to tame subversive elements who have been trying to destabilize the peaceful environment. Who are these subversive elements? Let us know. You know, he said the security legal agencies will no longer tolerate any utterance capable of throwing the country into a turmoil. Who has said what? We need examples. Don't just frighten, you know, or completely, you know, damper our enthusiasm for those who are enthusiastic about this. To me, it's not a good preventive measure if it's supposed to discourage whatever. They also have here now Tinubu's inauguration. Military IG one troublemakers as court hears anti-handover case. And the chief of army staff Yaya had earlier threatened to crack down on potential threats, and so on and so forth. I think that let's just have a peaceful inauguration, and the authorities should please stop heightening tension. Now, I was thinking of going to Abuja before. Now I'm afraid it's as if something is going to happen.
No, I think if anything is going to happen, it's not going to be in Abuja. Of course, you're not going anywhere. But if you were invited, would you have gone? Like, if you're really invited, like, invitation to the inauguration.
No way. As a mark of protest, I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, what are you protesting against? I mean,
Shuvegin, best we can. No, yes or no, or you don't know.
What are you protesting
Shuvegin
against?
Okay, I'm not asking you. So do you want me to puncture the speaker?
Puncture it. Bear now. Let's bear. What are you protesting against?
The guy on the case you put in the room.
Okay.
No, but I believe that I'm a highly principled person. And therefore I don't like lurking in the shadows. If I can't come out straight and say what it is, then I'll just I believe very strongly that the situation is a bit, I don't want to use the word messy, you know, but here you are, the process hasn't finished, the court process hasn't finished, you're swearing in. Certainly, you mustn't be found in the midst of that. We've gotten it wrong. But the law allows us to do it, but we've gotten it wrong. How would I sit there and everybody sees me, I'll be clapping and whatever, and you know. I don't know whether it's an illegality, I don't think so, but it's untidy. It's untidy. That's the best way I can put it. With due respect to the, you know, without prejudice to who the person is untidy. But as soon as that person is elected, in whatever it is, he becomes my president, and so all protocols and whatever.
Certainly. Let's take our next story. This one is a punch, and it says, Hilda's marathon cooking smashes world record, grabs global attention.
You see, that gentleman called Rufai in Arise TV, he cracked me up yesterday when he said that while this lady was, you know, while she was doing us the feat and so on and so forth, the governor came, and Rufai cracked me up by saying that, oh, she's not been told to go to her hometown now. Now she's in Lagosian because that's not being good. And I hope the governor, wherever it was, would have found that joke funny. But it's what these are the things that unite us, you know. And I'm so glad at the way, you know, the whole exercise went. Though I must confess that I didn't even hear of it initially. It's when it got started, and I've gone there for free food. But it's a good feat. It's a good spirit. This lady has a very, very good spirit for wanting to do that, because I don't know what it might translate monetarily. In the immediate, maybe nothing, not much. Mm. But it's also good that we de-emphasize honoring people just because of the money they have and the money they've made, irrespective of how. Mm. I heard people were there all night. Some were there for the 3 days. I heard somebody calling this morning and said that he hopes that the boyfriend would not be unfaithful to her, and so on and so forth. I think he meant it the other way, that maybe now, baby don't become star, you know. Maybe, but I think not. But I'm happy for her. I congratulate her a lot. I'd be more than glad to have her in the studio before he does.
Who is he now?
You.
Me?
Yes, I know you'll be itching to invite her to the studio.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'll invite her first. If anybody knows how I can grab her, invite her, let her come. She can come to discuss on Saturday and then come for the remainder on Monday.
Do you think she should just go and rest for now?
Oh, yeah. Not whether I think or not. The only time I was awake for 2 days at a stretch, let me remember now, the last time I slept was Thursday night, woke up Thursday morning, and I didn't get to sleep until Sunday morning when I was in Unilag. We had an event that spanned 2 days, and I was the organizer. You know, I saw hell. But this is about 4 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for her. And 4 days on her feet.
Yeah.
The last time I saw a feat like this was there was a guy called Nawab in 1968 or 69. He came here. They put him at the moves on. He was on a bicycle for, I think, about 2 days, I think. We went to see him.
Wow.
Nawab. I'll never forget his name. Indian. Now, I think he was on the bicycle, you know, for about 2 days. Don't think it is easy. Don't think it is easy. She was only allowed 5 minutes for every hour, or she could accumulate it. So don't think that this feat is easy, and she must keep cooking. As she's cooking Afang, she's cooking Erika Ekong. As she's cooking Erika Ekong, she's cooking Isiewu. After I put Isiewu down, she's cooking two Shinkafa. Put that one down now. She's back again to making meat pie, scotch egg, this and that. There were ready-made people. The people ready-made outside to taste what she was doing.
I heard she put in a lot into this. Over 2 years of preparation, speaking with the professional chefs here and there, the kind of meal, what meal would drain her, what meal would boost her mood, and all of those things. I mean, it's incredible.
So it's not as easy. It's not as easy.
No,
as
it's not.
Sound.
It's not. It's incredible.
Can we do a marathon dailies today?
No way.
For 24 hours?
No
they
way.
Be feeding us.
I could help you. I will be in the studio, but I will not be talking for 2 days.
I don't need your help. Don't help me.
I will be here.
I will
just stand here giving you moral support.
By the way, how is my name pronounced?
What do you mean?
Pronounce my name, let me hear.
Jimmy.
Jimmy what?
Disu.
So pronounce it together.
Jimmy Disu.
I have all kinds of pronouns. Somebody, I've heard people call me Jemet Detrong. I said, I don't have it. I've heard people call me Jemet Detrong. I said,
who did that? Like, who did that? Who?
What? Jimmy Siwala. I got a phone call from somebody called Khadija or something like that. Mm. I said, good morning, I want to speak to Demet. I said, that's something.
No, that wasn't intentional. That was
oh my god. But let's see if we can do one day.
One day.
Yes.
What record are we breaking?
You don't need to break a record, you can set one that you can do a program for 24 hours nonstop.
Oh yeah, now let's get sponsors now.
Let me talk to Funchal. MTN will sponsor us.
Let's do it.
What, how will we share the cash prize?
Who are we giving cash prizes to?
You, there will be some cash service. Koniso Wumbe.
Koniso.
But Toba Denko?
Toba De Fine.
What is the formula we will use?
We'll use 30-70.
No, what is the formula? We'll use age.
No, we'll use 30-70.
And when it's 30-70,
I'm 70. I'll take 70, you take 30.
No, I'm 70 years old, you are 30.
No. You take. Not do it that way.
That's a good last story.
That's our show. We can't.
Oh, we can't.
Yeah, okay. We're done. That's our show today. Thank you so much for coming around.
Thank you.
Lagos, that's our show. Let's take this break. When we return, if you've taken drugs before, I want to hear from you why you did it, why you are doing it. If you've stopped, why did you stop? If you're still on it, why are you still on it? Do you plan to stop? That's next at 8 o'clock this morning. We're doing a marathon on drug addiction on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire.
Whenever I tell people I'm a full-time master student and a content creator, they go, huh? How are you able to do both all at once? You be witch? No be juju. Na MTN 5G. Ever since 5G came into my life, I've been on cloud 9. I get to take...
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not.